This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1117. 3 ways stand-up comedy helps your IELTS score.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What's the deal with stand-up comedy? Today, we share 3 ways it can improve your IELTS scores while making your study more fun. Tune in for our comedian recommendations, as well as these extremely useful tips.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Jessica, how are you? You're already laughing. That's a good sign. That means this is going to be a really funny episode, you guys.
Okay, so it's kind of perfect because we are talking about how stand-up comedy can help your IELTS scores today. But the reason why I'm laughing is because the landscaper has been outside my door for so long. I live in a condo complex, and I don't know how there are this many leaves to blow outside my door. It doesn't make any sense because he was there forever. And so this
true.
Is like the third time we've started recording
so
this
long,
episode.
Like he's for sure done now. And then no, and it's so loud. It's like he's standing behind you. I think he's getting
so
paid
loud.
By the hour is what's happening. Where he's like, we're just keep doing that. Nope, there's still a leaf here. It's stubborn. It's not budging.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Aubrey, I think you have a cool story to share.
Yes, I do. Okay. So first of all, I want to know, Jessica, has anyone ever told you look like a famous person? Because this came up with my friends this weekend and I'm curious about you.
That's so funny. Yeah, actually, oddly enough, when I was living in Taiwan, I had people over the 6 or 7 years I was there, like numerous people, told me that I looked like Rachel Weisz. She's a famous actress, and it made zero sense to me. Maybe she has like a beauty mark, as we call like the face mole. That
okay,
I'm
yeah, that's a
compliment.
She is
right
gorgeous.
Now.
So first
She's
of all,
gorgeous.
Yes, you look just like her.
Sure. My hair was like
darker
and longer at the time, so maybe that's it. But I totally did not believe them. So has anybody said that to you?
Yeah, so the only time anyone's ever told me that I look like a famous person, I was just out of high school, just starting college, and I had short red hair. I had like dyed my hair red.
Actually
several people told me I looked like Annette Bening. You know who that is?
She's
a pretty
gorgeous,
famous actress.
But old.
Yeah, that's the problem. I was not flattered because she was so much older than me, so I was offended and horrified. And but so my friends, we were all talking about, you know, people have told us who we look like, and so we started making side by sides of us at the time we were told this with the person. So I made this one. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh,
that's me in the
you
blue
do
and white
look
stripe
like her
a
guys,
little bit.
By the way, this is one of the episodes that we are also doing a video recording of for YouTube. So subscribe to IELTS Energy TV, guys, and you can see the picture that Aubrey just held up. Because that's a visual that you guys need because she does really look like her.
I do kind of look like her a lot, but my friends were like laughing because there was some serious over-tweezing happening with my eyebrows there, which was in at the time, but I look ridiculous. That's okay.
I think for most people looking at pictures of their younger selves, we think we look ridiculous. Like,
so true.
Hair. It so much has to do with bad hair choices, at least in my life. So many
for
bad
sure.
hair
Me
choices.
Too.
You could see it on YouTube in the past 5 years. If you scroll through the videos, I'm still making questionable hair choices. So guys, these comments, this conversation we've had, this is a great example of self-deprecating humor. Aubrey, what does that mean? Self-deprecating.
Yeah, it means to poke fun at yourself, make fun of yourself, sort of admit something that you're not proud of or think is silly or embarrassing about your humor, right? It's going to be a little bit negative, but also in fun, not super mean. It's pretty lighthearted.
Totally, totally. Guys, this is such a great example of something you can do on IELTS speaking to stand out. If you are asked to describe a problem you had recently or something, or a mistake you learned from, right? That's a total IELTS part two question. That's a huge opportunity for a self-deprecating story. The way that that impacts your score is it helps you stand out from other students, right? Because other students won't have this knowledge. And it helps you to sound more natural as well. It comes out in the intonation, in the stress, because you're making fun of yourself. You're laughing. You're sharing a personal story. And that is what we need you to do in IELTS speaking part two.
And you can also call it out. You can say, okay, this is a bit of a self-deprecating story, but I'm just going to own it. And then you're using this great phrasal verb to own something, meaning just accepting this about myself. I'm not embarrassed about it.
I love it. That's so good. Okay, guys. So before we get to the three ways stand-up comedy can increase your IELTS scores, I want to give a huge, huge, enormous, enormous, massive, vast congratulations to Three Keys student Riaz. He just sent me his scores on Skype. He worked with both Aubrey and I in personal coach because he wanted the highest scores possible. Listen to this, guys. Listening 9, reading 8.5, speaking 7.5, writing 8. He worked so hard on getting that writing to an 8, guys. Overall, 8.5. So, guys, it's possible. Okay, Riaz did it. You can do it too. And if you're curious about your own IELTS score, you can get our estimated IELTS band score for free. Take a short quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yes, exactly. And if you're in Three Keys IELTS, if not, join, obviously. But you have the option to get personal coach classes with us, writing feedback. And this is what really helped him when he first sent in essays. He was scoring a 6.5, sometimes a 7. But once he had the specific feedback he needed to know how to improve his score, world's difference. I'm not surprised he got the writing 8. I'm so proud of him. Congratulations,
Riaz.
He was so confident on test day. He knew he was going to get that because he was getting feedback on his essays, getting those scores. The confidence was amazing. So exciting to see.
Palpable.
Yes,
there's
it was
a great
palpable.
Adjective, guys. If you can almost like physically feel the emotion, it could be negative, it could be positive, any emotion, you could say that emotion is palpable. Oh, so much great vocab. Okay, let's get to the three ways that stand-up can help you, guys. Both Aubrey and I are huge comedy nerds and fans. We'll try not to nerd out too much, but the first way that you guys, as students, watching stand-up comedy in English, the first way it can help you is to help you quote stand-up comedians on IELTS. And it's not like memorizing whole jokes or whole quotes, but if you know one-liners, you can quote those. Like, oh gosh, I don't remember his name now, but he's really famous for one-liners, and he's like, yesterday I went to the mall and there was a sign on the escalator that says, sorry, it's broken. It's stairs or something. I didn't deliver that right, but like,
no, I get it.
Like one-liners, right?
Yes.
So Seinfeld is an awesome way you could bring different intonation into how you're speaking and be like, you know, I feel like Seinfeld right now. What's the deal with all the litter? Or like whatever you're talking about. What's the deal with? But you have to deliver it with that intonation.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yes, exactly. And Jim Gaffigan's another great one with so many funny one-liners. If you're asked in IELTS speaking, like if you have kids or if anything difficult's happening, you could say, it's like Jim Gaffigan says, you know, what's it like to have a baby? And imagine you're drowning and then someone hands you a baby.
Oh, I remember that line.
Such a good line. And it could be for anything difficult. Well, you know, imagine you're drowning and someone hands you a baby.
So funny. Guys, the great thing about Jim Gaffigan is it's family friendly for the most part.
Yes.
Because James, my son, he also loves stand-up. Both his dad and I are comedy nerds. And so, you know, he's been exposed to it his whole life. But finding stand-up that you can actually watch with a kid is tough. But Jim Gaffigan... Totally. Yes. It's so great. True.
And I know we've already recommended Rhys Darby in the past, but I started watching his stand-up and it's so good. My kids love it so much.
He has not this, only like, for the kinetic energy. Ugh, so funny.
Like acting stuff out all the time. Totally. And he's got great one-liners too. So
and mine New Zealand him. Mine for it.
Yes. So fun.
All right. What's the second way that watching stand-up comedy can help our students, Aubrey?
I think this is the best way to increase the engagement of your listening. There's nothing more fun to listen to, and often they slow down the delivery. They speak a little more slowly to make sure the audience is catching the jokes. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to understand, and it's just so much more fun. You could watch hours of stand-up, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I missed a date, because it's so engaging. It's so interesting. So funny.
I've been talking a lot with personal coach students lately about maximizing their time and their effort, because we know you guys are so busy and you want to make sure that when you are studying for IELTS with that 1 hour, with that 2 hours you have, that you are helping your score, right? In real ways. So don't just do the stuff that is easy that you don't need to practice. Like if you're already at an 8 in listening, you don't need to do another listening test. You don't need to write 5 essays a day. That's not going to help you, right?
Totally.
But if you actually want to improve your score in real ways, you have to challenge yourself. You have to push your boundaries, but you have to choose material that you're interested in, that you can engage with. If you're not connected to what you're doing, you're not learning. So stand-up comedy is an awesome way that you can forget you're learning and actually learn more.
Yes, exactly. Your brain is making connections with all the great idioms and things they use because you're more interested. You're actually listening, and then your brain's going to remember them better later because you have all these funny associations with them.
Totally, totally. So this is really connected to the third way that stand-up comedy can help your score, guys. And this third way is actually a bunch of ways. We're kind of cheating here by saying this is like one right. thing. But just
third,
like,
fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh.
Like all the specific skills you need for IELTS that you can learn from stand-up comedy, right? So what are some of the things that our students can improve?
Yeah, so great vocabulary, less common vocabulary you're going to hear, idioms, full of interesting idioms and phrasal verbs, and it will be easier to understand them because they're contextualized.
Yeah.
You understand them within the context of the joke, and then you remember them because it was so funny, and you can actually use them on IELTS speaking.
Totally, totally. You could take notes. You could turn on the subtitles.
Yes.
I mean, there are so many ways you could like turn this into kind of a lesson, but the funnest lesson ever.
Exactly.
And also culture. I think what draws me to stand-up comedy more than anything else, I mean, obviously I love to laugh. I laugh all the time. But one of the things that I love about stand-up comedy is the comments they could make on society, on human nature, that are difficult to talk about. things like race, things like sexual identity, things like, you know, mean people, suffering, trauma. I mean, they can bring up the darkest, hardest things to talk about, make it funny, and do it in a way that makes you think about it and make stuff sort of lighter in your own soul.
It's because it's done through humor in a way to recognize, like, this is something we should be talking about. We should be having those conversations. And maybe this is a way to make it a little more accessible.
Yeah, totally. I also want to recommend Hannah Gadsby. She made headlines with her Netflix stand-up special called Nanette. And that is the only stand-up comedy routine that I've laughed and cried at and laughed while I was crying. Like, it is so powerful, you guys.
Oh, I gotta go
watch it. So culture, vocab, but also like the timing of English, not just comedic timing, but like literal pronunciation timing, the rhythm of the language. You can improve your own pronunciation, the intonation, the stress through mimicking stand-up comics. So I want to recommend one person in particular, John Mulaney. He has a slower delivery and it's dry. It's a dry delivery. And so that means the jokes kind of sneak up on you and you like you realize it's a joke a second later and start laughing because he's not laughing at all. So the way he delivers stuff is so amazing and easy to mimic, I think, because like I said, it is a bit slower and the intonation and stress would be easier for you guys to copy and get used to. And he's just hilarious and very, very clever.
Oh, I got to check that out. It's so true. You guys, you're doing mimicking and shadowing. Be careful to not do it of like a TED talk where the speaker's kind of boring and monotone, right? It, just because they're a native speaker does not have mean they have interesting intonation. It's not guaranteed, right? But stand-up comics do. They have to in order to engage their audience and get these jokes to land. They have to.
Totally. They're professionals, guys. Yep. All right, guys. So if you want to take a free IELTS quiz, check it out, allearsenglish.com/myscore. Again, huge shout out to 3Keys student Riaz for that overall 8.5. Mm-hmm. And that is all today, guys. Last note, we are recording this on a new platform for IELTS Energy TV on YouTube. So definitely go check that out. And remember, you need to see Aubrey's side-by-side of her and Annette Bening. And that's how you do it. IELTS Energy TV on YouTube. All right, Aubrey, thanks for chatting today.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.